People who want to stop global warming often say that the key to turning the tide is to build more sustainable communities. Former Albemarle County Supervisor David Bowerman defined sustainability at a recent public forum.
Sustainability is simply about recognizing the long-term impact of our actions and about how every decision we make affects other people, our environment, and our economy.
Bowerman says everyone should take steps to reduce their carbon footprint. That's a unit environmental groups use to measure individuals' responsibility for greenhouse gas emissions. This can be done by carpooling, using fluorescent bulbs instead of incandescents, and by tightening up your home's insulation. But what about local governments? Bowerman says Albemarle has taken many of those steps, but is also taking the lead in promoting so-called green buildings, beginning with the roof of the county's executive building.
It's the largest green roof in the Commonwealth, and not only does this reduce the cooling load on the building during the summer, but it also, in a microclimate type of situation, reduces the temperature of the air just above the building.
The county now has plans to build several green buildings with similar roofs, including a new library in Crozet as well as a new courthouse. But much of the blame for global warming is placed at the wheels of the automobile. Former Charlottesville Mayor Maurice Cox is also an associate professor of architecture at the University of Virginia. He says Charlottesville is trying to achieve sustainability by slowly changing the city's zoning rules.
We had a zoning ordinance that promoted a segregation of uses, that promoted dependency on cars, and promoted a very low-density development.
Now the city has switched to more of a mixed-use system, which has sparked a real estate boom in downtown. At least 6 9-story condominium projects are under consideration, and most of these will feature only one parking space per unit. Cox says the process will continue for a number of years as people gradually change their routines.
I think the true leap is for Charlottesville is to embrace clean vehicles and clean transportation modes.
Cox and Bowerman made their comments at a forum sponsored by the Charlottesville branch of the League of Women Voters. Sean Tubbs, WVTF News.